I'll take that one. An Evacuee's Childhood by Kitty Baxter. Read by Siobhan Dowd and Kitty Baxter. I'll Take That One is the unique and personal memoir of Kitty Baxter, whose family was changed forever by the Second World War. Kitty, now over 90 years old, is a regular volunteer at the Imperial War Museum in Lambeth, and you'll hear her at the end of this audiobook. Chapter 1. No one is dressed like a daffodil. They were both in bed, almost asleep, Mary clutching a bundle of bedclothes, in case I need to turn around, Hetty pulling the bedclothes from the other side. Then there was me, the youngest, age 6, sleeping in the middle, unable to move, almost strangled by the tight bed covers. The lamp outside our window shone through the crack between the flowery curtains and into the tiny bedroom I shared with my sisters, Hetty, aged 11, and Mary, aged 9. The walls of our bedroom were painted white, and the floor was covered with a pink and blue linoleum that matched the curtains. Beside the bed was a single, dark wooden wardrobe, and on the other side was a small dressing table and a tiny chest of drawers. Although our bedroom was cosy, there was no heating, and in the winter we made sure we always got to bed quickly to keep warm. Climbing out of the bed, on the other hand, proved a bit more of a challenge, as sharing the bed with my sisters meant it was my bad luck to have to sleep in the middle. Knowing this particular day was going to be special, even before opening my eyes, I carefully crawled to the bottom of the bed and managed to get out without disturbing them. It was still grey outside and there was a gentle breeze. "What are you doing up already, Kitty?" Mum called from the other bedroom. "It's only 4 o'clock. Get back to bed." Grudgingly, I returned to the end of the bed, sitting bolt upright until I heard Mum's familiar call. "Who's ready for a cup of tea?" She'd just returned from her early morning cleaning job. Dad was already at work and would return in the early afternoon. "Tea? Tea? I wasn't interested in tea, having been waiting for months for this special outing." "Shut up, all of you, I'm trying to sleep," Hetty shouted as she turned on her side, pulling all the covers off Mary, who had taken advantage of the space I'd left and was now sleeping next to her. "What are you doing? I'm freezing. I hate you," shouted Mary as she tugged at the bed covers from the other side, simultaneously prodding Hetty's back with her elbow. "I don't care and I hate you," Hetty replied.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?